Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It is Monday, 10/14/2013, and I'm so glad to be back with you guys. It's been a while because, of course, you know, I was traveling, building, growing, and a little bit enjoying in there, but definitely out there doing some amazing things that's to come. So I'm just happy to be back with you guys. I know you guys missed me. I missed you, but we are here. It is 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Get on over there and become a free member. If not, check out all the great things that's going on. Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter, at KalithiaBGE on Instagram. And also, BGETV132, be sure to get on over there and subscribe with the great things that are about to come, not only are you listening here on BGE Radio, but on the television piece, you're about to see it. And seeing is believing. So we have some awesome, awesome, awesome shows and content that's coming up on the BGETV side. Atlanta Football Classic, great job to the 100 Black Men of Atlanta for making a difference. Project Success, another successful year. We were out there enjoying it with them and checking out the new and great things that's going on that happened this year. The most amazing piece that really captured everyone, including myself, was the robotics and college fair. I mean, there were students. Practically every HBCU was there, and students was all on the floor filling out applications. I have to just commend those colleges. Those students and the kids were so engaged and excited to go get their education and get into college. The robotics competition was also awesome, awesome, awesome. Great guys, great job to those youths that were out there showing their talent and skills. It was just packed, packed, packed. What an attraction. Great job to Henry Kelly, who's the new chair of the 100 Black Men as of April of this year, and John Grant, CEO, for just really, really implementing that piece. In addition to that, of course, they had, you know, the tailgate party, as they usually have, and I think they had, like, a HBCU village, which was awesome. Another great twist to it this year that was a club inside the club of the Dome was the day party. They was out there partying and having a good time. So, you know, it was just great to have a new, you know, a new look on new things to come. As you guys know, FAMU didn't play this year, so they had South Carolina and North Carolina A&T, but it was just an awesome, awesome, awesome event, and congrats to the Bulldogs for winning this year, and the Battle of the Bands, of course, was just awesome. So, Atlanta Football Classic, you can see more .com. You can see more on all the happenings and what happened. The parade was just awesome. Just energy was still there. And just like I said, big, big, big congrats to the 100 Black Men of Atlanta, the leaders, John Grant and Henry Kelly, for another successful, successful year. Then, on the next day, I went on over to celebrate Reverend Laurie's 92nd birthday party celebration over at the Morehouse College Chapel. It was just awesome. I mean, star-studded. Tyler Perry was there. Jamie Foxx was there. Chris Tucker. Malcolm Jamal. I mean, it was just an awesome, awesome, awesome night. I didn't realize that Reverend Laurie was such a funny man. I laughed and laughed and laughed. And, of course, Chris has everyone laughing, but happy birthday, shall I say, belated birthday to Reverend Laurie. As many of you guys know, his wife had passed away about a week earlier, but they went on with the show and celebrated it and showed the history and just the many things as him as a leader that made a difference for us to be able to do the things we are able to do with freedom in these times. So happy, happy birthday. Great job to the organizers. It was an awesome, awesome night. The production with the children and the kids, the Spelman Glee Club, also on the Morehouse College Glee Club, the children was just really, really showed it in a theatrical way of the history-making times back in those days with Reverend Laurie. So great job to the youths also. Save the date, everyone. Save the date. You know, There's a big crisis epidemic going on in Atlanta, and we as philanthropists are coming into Atlanta to see what we can do to sound the alarm for the community. Atlanta, number one in the U.S. for African-American contracting the HIV and AIDS virus, number six overall. So something has to be done. Save the date. The 2014 World AIDS Day Summit is coming. It is in place. And let me tell you guys, it is going to be big. November the 29th through December the 1st, 2014. You can definitely get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com. You can click philanthropy, get more information on it. You can look at the news report on what's taking place, the report that 11 Alive, local news station, reported on the issue and the crisis. And actually, that report is what caught our attention as philanthropists to come in and really sound the alarm and see what can be done to stop this stigma, what's going on in Atlanta. But we're dying. We're dying in the city, and something has to be done. So mark your calendars, November the 29th through December the 1st, 2014, in Atlanta for the 2014 World AIDS Day Summit. Now, joining me today, live from Gainesville, Florida, beautiful, sunny Florida, the Right Side of Me Productions director, Barry McLeod. And with the Right Side of Me production is a dedicated professional special events production company that produces a variety of entertainment in various capacities. Having over two decades of experience, they were officially incorporated in 2002. They published books, poetry, and music over the years, have produced such events as theater, plays, live music, fashion shows, DJ services, gospel programs, and writing competitions. They train and develop talent for speaking engagements, book tours, and signings. And so much more. So as I have said, joining me today is the director, but I mean he's a master of many, author, playwright, producer, composer, songwriter, artist, fashion designer with a spiritual foundation, and that's Barry McLeod. Welcome to BGE Radio, Barry.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Colethea, for having me. I'm very excited to be with you today.
You guys have a lot of things going on. I mean, from your book to all the productions that's going on. And what I love about it, and that's probably why they brought you in it, because, you know, we have to represent in our spiritual world on the things that's taking place and happening. You know, just a lot of things that you guys are doing with the Christian comedy family relationship types of plays. So tell us a little more about what's happening with the Right Side of Me Productions.
Well, right now, we're excited about, as we're getting ready to close out 2013, and especially because we have some really exciting things that we're looking forward to doing and starting in January of 2014. As you know, I just released my new book, Why I Did Them That Way. I actually have a old-school R&B music CD that goes along with the book, and we're very excited about that. We're just getting off the ground with it. So we're very excited about that. We're also, we have a live play that called Divorcing Us that we did that. The last time we did it was about 2.5 years ago. We're back in production with it right now, and we're getting ready to do some things down in Orlando, and starting next year, we're planning a tour, which we're going to cover the southeastern part of the United States, and then we're going to go out west to L.A. and San Diego, and we're trying to get Dallas and Houston on the schedule, so we're very, very excited about this particular production. It is such a good place, so we're trying to stay busy and trying to keep listening to what people are saying and keep trying to know what people want and trying to keep delivering to people what they're excited about, you know, so that makes us excited.
You know what, I was at the Reverend Laurie's birthday celebration. Tyler, you know, he got honored with the Reverend Laurie's Change Agent of the Year Award, and something he said, you know, it was funny, it's Reverend Larry, you know, Ty was in that spiritual arena right now, you know, and he's just really becoming transparent, and it, to the point where he's on the stage telling he was preaching, a reverend turned to him and said, are you a preacher? He goes, no, I'm not, I've been to seminary school, but at the same time, you know, I'm a minister, but I'm a minister of the arts, and it seems like that's what you guys, on your platform, you know, you express, you know, your walk through the arts, and it seems like that's the background that you came from. So tell us a little more about Bury McCloud.
Well, I totally relate to what Tyler said because I get that a lot from myself, and the thing about it is man, he may be able to say basically the same thing as well as a lot of other playwrights, male and female. You know, I started doing Christian stage plays over a decade ago. And, you know, starting off, you know, it was just about doing kingdom work, you know, but I never saw myself as a minister. And it was after a while people started telling me, no, you are a minister. You're a minister in drama. And then I began to see it from that perspective. And so, you know, but basically, you know, starting somewhere, I don't know, I've always been involved in live entertainment, and I've always enjoyed playing in bands and stuff, but I kind of, as I gravitated out of playing, performing live music, I got involved in screenwriting. And after a couple of close calls as far as getting a movie deal that didn't actually work out, I got tired of waiting on the phone to ring, and so I started writing plays because I had already wanted to do it, and I was doing some things for local churches and stuff. So I got more serious about it, and I spent like the last probably 12 years really burying myself inside the theatrical arena. And all of my plays are as realistic as they are and as much as they speak to what's actually going on in everyday, ordinary people's lives, I'm just satisfied and excited about doing kingdom work because, you know, so many people, they want to be entertained and they also want to grow. And nobody, not many people I've met, enjoy being preached to in the capacity of which, you know, I work. So I just love the fact that we can kind of cover all the bases, and we've been able to do mentoring programs with young people. We've been able to help churches build churches or expand on the growth of their churches. We partner with an organization called Deep Sea Ministry locally here, where every Thanksgiving we feed the homeless. And so we've just been doing like a variety of stuff like that, Kalithia, and it's keeping us busy, and we're just really, really thrilled to be in a position where we have the opportunity, you know, to exercise our versatility, you know, and do it through entertainment. It's just a blessing to be able to do that.
It is a blessing, and you don't have to be on the pulpit to be a minister. We all are ministers. Bill Grinnell Joy is a ministry itself. We're just through the through communication. We're doing kingdom business, and, you know, that's just the only way we do it, through honoring him, giving him the glory, and that's why we are so successful, because that foundation is there, because we are really, truly here for the purpose that he's called us to be. So I definitely see this as a ministry that you have going on. I definitely
Absolutely.
Say, you know, you're a minister in your very own and in your walk, and it's out there making a difference, and that's what it's all about, and that's why you're so successful. So, you know, it's just an honor to have you here to be able to share this with us. Now, in addition to, you know, the writing, the directing, the producing, you do fashion also. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, a good bit of years ago, I took fashion at the one of the local colleges here. And then I kind of dropped the ball on it because I was just, my first love was always playing music, and so I kind of dropped the ball on the fashion. And back in 84, I organized a fashion troupe called BS Mac Fashion Troupe, and we did scholarship fundraisers and stuff like that, and worked with the sororities. We did a lot of collaborations with the AKAs and the Deltas here at the University of Florida. And And I was very involved with fashion and makeup and that type of thing. But like I said, music kind of grabbed the – music was always first, really. And so I kind of had some opportunities to come and play in some bands that I was excited about. And so I kind of dropped the ball on the fashion part. I've revisited it recently, and I have a couple of designs that are very unique, very simple, but what I like to call the right kind of different. And people have given me the kind of compliments that, you know, we're going to be trying to really get some more pieces together so that we can start really exposing it to everybody. And so it's right now, you know, when you have more than one thing on your plate and you're trying to, you know, get everything done at the same time, sometimes some things take a little bit longer to get out there than other things. So be on the lookout for my new line of fashion called BSM, which is going to consist of some casual pieces, some dressy pieces, some semi-formal and formal pieces. It's going to be very exciting. The division that I'm doing this on is called The Right Kind of Different. And I assure you, when we begin to showcase it to everyone, you will see why it qualifies for The Right Kind of Different. We're very excited about it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, you have a few books that are out. You said your latest was Divorce and Us, but you also have another called Men or Pause and a few others. Tell us a little more about your books, and then after that, let everyone know how they can order it. You can also donate to your organization and also let them know how they can follow you, your website, Twitter, LinkedIn, all your social media information.
Sure. Actually, I've written four books. My first book was called Men or Pause. And I always get a kick out of telling people, yeah, it's called menopause. I tell women that, and they look at me like, what do you know about that? But it's actually Men or Pause. And it's just a relationship book. The premise of everything that I have done in my writing has always been, Kalithia, to provoke thought. I like painting a picture and putting a person in a position where they can utilize their own self-conscious and their own intelligence and everything that is within them to decide what they see and how they feel about it, what they read and how they feel about it. So that is the premise, to provoke thought simply by demonstrating behaviors of people, mindsets of people. And so I wrote Men or Pause, and then later on I wrote another relationship book called The Heart Inside My Rib, which is basically dialogue poetry. And then from there, I kind of had a little down period where I kind of fell in the dumps and had a few setbacks, and I wrote this book called Lord, Did You Push the Pause Button on Me? Well, my recent book is called Why I Did Them That Way, which deals with 10 relationships that I've had over my lifetime, these significant relationships. And basically I talk about, I share some scenarios in the book that deal with the actual reasons why the relationship did not work. And it, again, is back to behaviors and mindsets of people. And so I also share in that book how it took me over 30 years to realize why I chose the actual women that I actually chose to date as well as care very strongly for. So that book is so far turning out to be a very valuable and interesting book to a lot of people. And the CD10 is an extension of the book where I just love creativity, so, and I love music, as I already said. So I wrote songs, and I actually, while I'm not a Luther Vandross, I do sing a little bit, and I composed everything. And so I'm basically further telling the story that I wrote in the book, because each book, the book is like 10 chapters, and each chapter is titled after a woman with a fictitious name, naturally, and I'm just sharing that relationship with that particular woman. And so I wrote a song for each one of those women to further tell the story, you know, that I wrote about in the book. Now, the play Divorcing Us, In short, it's a play about a separated husband and wife get to plan their divorce in an amicable manner. The bottom falls out. God steps in and does for them what they can't do. That's basically what that play is. But I specialize in comedy just as well. I'm not very serious all the time, even though I delve into serious subject matter. But most of my work has a lot of comedy to it. So, you know, I'm not all that kind of deep. I'm a very down-to-earth and kind of fun kind of guy. Some people say I'm kind of crazy. Probably don't sound like that right now in this interview, but most of my work has a lot of humor in it. But it touches on what's actually going on in people's lives. It's so relatable. And I always like coming from an angle that, like I said, provokes a person to thought, to think. So, you know, when you're thinking about something that's actually happening to you, and in moments you kind of laugh about it or crack up about it, but the reality and the realness of it, it stays with you, and you kind of have to really process that thing. That, to me, is where a lot of personal growth comes out of. So we're excited about doing that kind of thing, and can't wait till we can bring the divorce notes to Atlanta, because I'm going to make sure that you're the first to know.
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah,
yes,
I can hear
I'm
you.
Here.
I think you went out. Yeah, Atlanta definitely was needed. I heard you say San Diego. You know I'm in San Diego right now, so I look forward to you bringing it here, and then LA also.
You know, I apologize. I don't know why I thought that you were in Atlanta. I think
well,
maybe
yeah,
because of the...
I am. I'm between three cities, actually. I commute. So I'm between here, San Diego, and LA. So I just got back from Atlanta.
Okay, well, we're actually planning on coming to San Diego early next year, so I would definitely make sure that you know about it.
Yes, definitely let me know, so that way I can get it on calendar and make sure I'm in town and come and support you guys.
We would love that.
Well,
but, yeah, that's what we're doing, and like I said, it's just really a lot of excitement going on right now, and I've been at this for a long time, and, you know, there's a lot of people that still don't know me, but we're growing. And we're taking it as the Lord give it to us, you know.
And that's what you do, Let everyone know how they can get to your website, how they can order your book, your social media information, and where they can follow you to get more information on all the upcoming events that you guys do have in place.
Well, I have a couple of websites. My author website is BarrySMcLeod.com, and my last name is spelled MCLEOD. So BarrySMcLeod.com is where you can go and get the book and the new book, Why I Did Them That Way, and the CD 10. The RightSideOfMe.com, and I spell the word right, WRITE, the RightSideOfMe.com is where you can get a fuller perspective of me and my background, the stuff that we've done, and where you can get copies of the other books. And either one of those websites, you can email me and become a part of our email family, and that way you're always in the loop. You're the first to know of everything that's going on. I'm also on Facebook, Barry S. McLeod. I have a author's page as well as a musician's page, and I'm also on Twitter at Barry S. McLeod.
Awesome. And don't feel bad, Barry. I'm just saying this to be a little, this is my little comedian side coming out. Don't feel bad because I was in Atlanta and all over, because you and all the thousands of people that think the same thing, just know that I have a new form of ADHD and ADD. I cannot sit still for 1 minute, okay?
Well, maybe we are related.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Maybe we are related, because I totally get that. I totally get that. I'm as fidgety as they come.
I'm moving. Now, you also have a live show that you have every first Saturday of the month in your area at 7 p.m., the Barry M. Show Live. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, actually, we did our run on that show, and we haven't done it for a while, but we're actually going to be in a city called Leesburg, Florida, this coming Saturday. There's a pastor there, John McKenzie, his church, I forget the name of his church right now. But we're going to be in Leesburg, Florida with the Barry M. Show. And the Barry M. Show is just simply a show like, if anybody's old enough to remember Flip Wilson, it's a show similar to that. It's a variety show. And basically, yeah, we just have a variety of different entertainment. We do comedy skits that are hilarious. And I have a couple of characters that I do. One is called Funk Man, the original. He's just a really, really funky, funky combination, Bootsy. I mean, Parliament, you know, he's just funky. And then I have another character that I do called Lil Doc. And no disrespect to the dwarfs in the world, but Lil Doc is a very short man. And he is, he's very funny. So hopefully we'll
get
some videos.
And I'm sure he has a very strong personality.
Absolutely, absolutely. He does his own version of Barry White's song. You remember Practice What You Preach?
Yeah.
Well, Lil Doc said it's practice grooming your feet. It's a message that he's delivering to the ladies with bad feet that need to practice grooming their feet, you know. So Leesburg, get ready because we're getting ready to come there. And we're not sure whether we're going to be shooting any more pilots of the Barry M Show because we got so many other things on in progress right now, especially, like I say, the play Divorcing Us. But this was a special request, so we're getting ready to do this by special request.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. It is 3:26 p.m. Atlanta, 12:26 p.m. Los Angeles, on air, The Right Side of Me Productions, INC, with director, founder, owner, Barry McLeod. More information, get on over to therightsideofme.com so you can learn more about this production company, hear more on Mr. McLeod. Get into the store. Order a copy of the book and the music. You can donate on there. They also have an events lit link where you can go and see the many things that they have going on, see more information, you know, on the Barry M Show as they move forward with that, and also all the contact information. There's even videos and photos on there. So therightsideofme.com is where you need to be. This fabulous, fabulous production company that is walking and out there making a difference. Now, Barry, in every one of my shows, I like to leave my my listeners with words of encouragement. So whatever you feel that's in your spirit, please share with us some words of encouragement.
Well, you know, if I had anything that to say to anybody, especially in times like what we live in now, I'd say just be true to your own DNA. You know, and just remember this, in life, we may not always know exactly what it is that we do want, but we must always know exactly what it is that we do not want. And so if you be true to your own DNA, always know what you don't want, don't settle for less, do the best that you can, and don't be afraid to dream and put your dreams in motion, because that is the only way you're going to answer the kind of questions that that you fear.
Right. Right. Very powerful. Very, very, very powerful. Well, it was an honor to have you here on BG Radio, Barry, and we just definitely give you our blessings, and may God continue to give you favor in your walk as you're out there making a difference and do what you do. So continued success.
Thank you so very much for having me on your show, Kalitha. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome, awesome. And there you guys have it, The Right Side of Me Productions, INC, Mr. Barry McLeod, director, therightsideofme.com. Get on over there for more information. That's going to conclude our show for today. Just to let everyone know, I have a very special broadcast tomorrow. Have a very powerful, powerful show coming live from Malibu, California. I have Ellen and Michael Shane. For those of you guys that don't know, it's a show that's going to move you. Emily Rose Shane, the 13-year-old daughter of movie producer Michael Shane. Yes, he produced Catch Me If You Can and iRobot. Spent the night of April 2nd, 2010, at a friend's house in Malibu, California. Then the next day started on her way to walk home along the busy Pacific Coast Highway, which in California we call it the PCH. Emily Shane never made it home. EmilyShane.org for more information. Pass it forward. That's going to conclude our show for today. Tune in tomorrow, the Emily Shane Foundation with Michael and Ellen Shane to talk more on what they're doing. They're using their daughter's tragedy to make a difference to both out there. That's going to conclude us today. FeelGrownAndJoy.com for more information. And as I always tell you guys, build, grow, and enjoy.